AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Sporadic gunfire as forces led by two rival generals continue to battle for control of Sudan. The exact toll is unclear, but at least 420 people have been killed, more than half civilians, since fighting began 9 days ago. After a military evacuation of the U.S. embassy, Sagar Magani reports the U.S. has started helping private American citizens who want to leave.
This morning, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said it's hard to know exactly how many Americans are in Sudan and how many would want to stay.
I would say some dozens have expressed an interest in leaving.
Hours later, here at the White House,
American citizens have begun arriving in Port Sudan, and we are helping to facilitate their onward travel.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said they're traveling in convoys from Khartoum. While there are no American troops on the ground, Sullivan says there are intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance assets in the sky over the land evacuation route to provide overwatch. Sagar Magani at the White House.
An analysis from the Institute for the Study of War says footage from pro-Kremlin military bloggers indicates Ukrainian troops have established positions on the eastern side of the Dnieper River. That's given rise to speculation it could be an early sign of Kyiv's long-awaited spring counteroffensive. Meantime, Russian-appointed authorities in Crimea see the military fended off a Ukrainian sea drone attempting to attack the harbor in Sevastopol. The prosecutor investigating whether Donald Trump and his allies illegally meddled in the 2020 election in Georgia says she expects to announce charging decisions this summer. She's urging heightened security. And Fox News has ousted Tucker Carlson less than a week after settling a lawsuit over its 2020 election reporting, saying the primetime host's last program aired Friday. No immediate explanation from Fox about why. This is AP News. A four-time MVP quarterback on the move in one of the biggest trades of the NFL offseason. Gethin Coolbaugh has the story.
Aaron Rodgers is leaving behind his brilliant legacy in Green Bay and heading to the bright lights and massive expectations of the Big Apple. The New York Jets have agreed on a deal to acquire the four-time NFL MVP from the Packers, according to a person with knowledge of the trade. The Jets will receive Rodgers, the number 15 overall pick, and a fifth rounder this year from the Packers. The 39-year-old Rodgers passed for 3,695 yards and 26 touchdowns last season.
And Gethin reports the upcoming draft looks top-heavy with quarterbacks.
This draft class is loaded with potential franchise QBs. Bryce Young and CJ Stroud have been the center of attention since before last year's draft even took place. They could become the ninth pair of QBs selected 1-2 in the Super Bowl era. Anthony Richardson and Will Levis should make it four QBs in the top 15. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.